Let's start from the Sechta. Alright, the first part is about Zaynimin. Kesed O'edim Nachim Zaynimin. The first four words, of course, the Gemara is going to say don't seem to make sense. So we'll touch that when we get to the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Mi'idin anu bishklein ishu ben grusha ben chalutza. Einayrim yasazem ben grusha ben chalutza tachta veloik arboim. Mi'idin anu bishklein ishu chayav regalus. Einayrim yasazem tachta veloik arboim. The Mishnah has two cases. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and Golus. What's special about these two cases? So you all know, these are cases that you can't do Kasher Zana. You can't make the Eidim into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You can't send the Eidim to Golus. The Gemara will say why. So these are special cases. The Gemara has two more cases on the Amid Beis where you can't do Kasher Zana, and being that you can't do Kasher Zana, you give Malka. Okay, now are these cases unique? These four cases? That you can't do kashas? Are there other cases that you can't do kashas on? There's probably a dozen cases, huh? Which case? Mamzer. Okay, Tesha's Mamzer will be the same as Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But there are many cases. If you, anybody who's ever ate them under a chuppah, you ate a kedushin. Right? Ate a kedushin. That's the Eidah Shati Yochel Azimah, right? So what does that mean? If Eidim come in and they say, we were Eidahs, we saw Reuven gave Kedushin to Rachel under the Chuppah. And then there's Zaynimin. So what do we do? What are we going to do to him? If he tried to make his brother be married, now we're going to punish him and make him be married. That's the Kasher Zaman. Right? Not Shah Kasher Zaman, I'm on Eidah Kedushin. Or on Eidah Kiddush HaChaydash. So I go come, they say they saw the new moon. And then we're Zaynim then. They're Zaynim. So we're going to do Kasher Zaman. What kind of Kasher Zaman is there? They try to make it a Rosh Chodesh for everybody else. So Kasher Zaman, we're going to make it a Rosh Chodesh for them. That makes sense. You didn't try to be bad. They tried to make it a Shreidish, they could have had the reasons they wanted to make it a Shreidish. So the Rambam says, I don't know if anybody argues, but the Rambam says that in Achinami, it's Lav Dafka these four. Who are there in any case where you can't do Kasher Zamem, you give Malkus instead. Lav Dafka these four cases. We're going to get back to it in Yitzhak Shem of the Yomid Beis, but the Pashtus, that's the Pashtus. The Rambam says that. And that's the Pashtus of the Achrayim, who Neman that way, the Nagib Yehuda, the Beis HaLevi, certainly Neman, that it's who adin to all cases, the Hindu Kasher Zamam. It's Lav Dafka, these two cases, or the other two in the Gemara, all cases where it's not possible to do Kasher Zamam, you get Malkus instead. That's the rule. What do you mean, how's it ever shy? Eidim come and they say that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. So that's the case that Eidim Yehoshua did. They say Reuven killed Shimon.
No.
Right?
You're saying the rule
is
that
Eidim Shati Yehoshua
Zimah,
not Eidim.
You
can
say
that any
time you can't do
Pashas Zimah,
because you give
Malkus, then it's always Eidim Shati Yehoshua Zimah. That's a good question. Okay. Well, there will be cases. There'll be cases where it's generally Shayat, and by him it's not Shayat. Which will answer the question. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is that in those cases you get Malkus. Now, how do we know you get Malkus? How do you know you get Malkus? So the Gemara in Yomit Beis will say, I don't suppose that all of you got there, that there's a law in the Torah of Leif Saneh Bereach HaEid Shoker. There's a law in the Torah of not saying Eid the Sheker against someone else. Normally, that lav is a lav shein by maisa, wouldn't get malchus. Because talking, we pass him at least, is a lav shein by maisa. We have a riboy, the Gemara brings the pasuk, the tzikua as a tzaddik, as a riboy, to tell us that here you do get malchus from a son of Bereach Eid Shoker. That's how you know that Eidus of Ben Grusha, Eidus of Golus, Eidus of Kaifer, all the other cases where you can't do Kasher Zaman, you get malchus. Why? Because it says, "Vaisana bereach haid shaker," and from a riboy we darshin the tikkus hatzadik that Moisane is a chi of Malkus on Edim. That was Zaynanin, where you can't do Kasha Zomam, so you give them out. This is what it says in the Gemara on that phase of the day. So a number of Achrayim declare the following Shiloh, which is probably the Yisaidistic Shiloh for this parak. It's Nageya to a number of Sugyas in the parak. And these are Tzadim Lechakira, listen carefully, and by the time we're done, you'll understand the tremendous Nafkamin of the two Tzadim. When Edim HaZaynanin, they're punished with Kasha Zama. Whatever they would have done, we to someone else, we do to them. When you can't do Kasha Zaman, we have a reboy that you Makayim Laisana Bereyach Eid Shoker. Now, what does that mean? You can learn two ways. You could learn that the reboy says that Laisana is a kiyum of Kasha Zaman. Normally, Kasha Zaman is what they try to do to the other person. That's the din of Edim Zaynanin. Here, the Kasha Zaman Dikadin is carried out through Malkus. How do you know that? From the Tikkun Tzadik, Lemarbe, Malkus. But it's still a din in Kasha Zaman. It's still a din of Zaynanin. Just the din Zaynanin normally is you give them what they try to do to someone else. And over here, the din is you give Malkus to them. But it's still a din of Kasha Zaman. Or you could learn no. In the case of our Mishnah, it's not possible to do Kasha Zama. It's the option to do Kasha Zama. So we don't do Kasha Zama. We give a lav, like sign of Reach, I ate shaker. There's a separate lav. There are many lavim in the Torah. There are a lot of lavim, and this is a lav to someone who says ate the shaker. So it's a lav that we punish him to saying ate the shaker, that we give him Malkus. But it has nothing to do with Bereyacha. It has nothing to do with Kasha Zomem Ran. It's a separate lava. My son Bereyacha ate Shaka. Yeah. That's a good question. And the Gemara actually asked it. I'll get to that. But you see, here this is starting. We'll talk about some Nafkaminis and you'll hop right away. But In simple language, the question is the Malkus of our Mishnah in Edim Zaynanin Dikadin, a din in the parasha of Edim Zaynanin? Or no, there is no parasha of Edim Zaynanin in Ben Megarusha, but there's a parasha of Edim Sheker, and of Edim Sheker, that's why you get Malkus. That's the basic tutsadim that it's found in a number of Achrayim. The disciple in the first piece brings it, Shmuel Rozovsky in the first piece, and really it's earlier, the Michas Chinuch and Dar Sameach also deal with these two studies. So let's talk about some nafkaminais to illustrate, and then we'll get to the one. A nafkamina would be, let's say, you have two witnesses that come into bed, and they say that plainly the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And your mazim, Edim come and they're mazim one of the two witnesses. Only one out of two. They come in, they say about one of them, Imanu Yisem the Mokin Play. What is the din? Does that one get Malkus or not? What's the Shaila? Because we learn later in the Perek that Edim Zaynanin don't have a din of Zaynanin Achiyazum Ushneim. Normally, it's the Gzeres HaKasuv that the parsha of Edim Zaynanin doesn't kick in unless both witnesses are Huzam. Let's say two people came into Bez and they said, Reuven killed Shimon. And you mazim one of them. So you certainly, we don't do Kasha Zaman. Because in the parsha of Kasha Zaman, is a gzeres hakasuv that ainah eidim nasim zaynanin ad sheyazumu shneim, and that is for sure ainah eidim nasim zaynanin ad sheyazumu shneim. That's in the parasha of eidim zaynanin. What about by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? In order to give Malkus, do you need Achi Yezum Ushneim? Or not? So, what? But there's a problem. It also says Vasisim Loi, Tashadama. The whole Pasha Ben Zayim is Vashin Yashin. Whatever reason. But we can't prove it from there. Because see some light ashes on me.
Mishnah is also washing
up. Mishnah is also washing up, which I attack wants to point out. But it's telling totally these two studs. If you learn the Malkus is an Adam Zayman in Dikadin, if you learn that the Malkus you get an hour Mishnah is Kasha Zomam, it's a din of Kasha Zomam, it's Adam Zayman in Dikadin, then you would need. Then you would need. Actually, it's a Mishnah. You need them both. If you learn now that in our Mishnah there is no Zayin in Dikadin, there's no Kasha Zama, there's a lav. That lav should apply to everybody. The lav should apply to every Yachid. And since that lav should apply to every Yachid, so if one of them is Suzam, an Aedis of a Ben Grusha, he should get Malkus. He should get Malkus because of Laisan Bereich HaEchakim. In our Mishnah, the Ritva asks why it says Ein Oimrim Yasa Zeh Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The words Ein Oimrim Yasa Zeh is Lashon Yachid. I should say Ein Oimrim Yasu Elu Bnei Grusha Bnei Chalutza. Why the Ritva asks why the Mishnah is Lashon Yachid? With my answers that the Mishnah Chata and the Lashon Hakra, the Mishnah has the same Lashon as the Torah. It says Vasisim Loi Kashazama Masis La'achim. The Torah Chata on Lashon Yachid for some reason. So the Mishnah Chata and the same Lashon Yachid as the Mishnah. So Shmuel Rizovsky says that if you're going to Neman, that in our Mishnah, it's a din, like the second side, it's a din of Eidah Sheker, then the Lashon Yachid of our Mishnah, you could say, won't push the terrace. Our Mishnah Chatzan, the Lashon Yachid, Ravusa Kamash Malan, it tells us that over here, even if one of them becomes a Ben Gerusha, on Eidah of Ben Gerusha, one of them becomes Zaymimin, on Eidah Ben Gerusha, it's also going to have the same halacha of Malkus. So you'd be able to answer the Mishnah in this way. The Havamina of Yatzazel would still be all Shver. Now what's the Havamina? You should give one person Ben Grusha by Chalutz. You're right. The Lashon of Yatzazel is not so good. Shmuelzovsky's thing is good according to the Emes that you get Malkus. The Havamina, Shmuelzovsky's terror is not that great. He's saying that if one person becomes Zayin Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's good. Why Chata Lashon Yachid? That's a great terror because the Mishnah says Ein Oimrim Yaseh Zeh Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachta. In the Havamina, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachta, you certainly would need both, right? Because that's the case of Kasha Zaman. So in Achinan, not such a great territory in Lashon HaMishnah. So Akapan, this first Nafkamina is a very clear Nafkamina between the two ways to learn. There's a halacha by Eidim Zaynanin that Eidim Zaynanin don't have a din of Zaynanin unless they came to Bezdin, said false Eidus, and Bezdin nigmar hadin al pihem. There was a gemar din in Bezdin based on the words they said. If there was no gemar din in Bezdin based on their words, let's say they came to Bezdin, they lied. And before Bezdin passed in, other people came running in and they said, Imanu yisem b'makam plaini. So the halacha is that we taka push away their Eidus. People came and said they're lying. But there's no kashas zaman, there's no einish. There's no einish without a Gemar Din. There has to be a Gemar Din in order for there to be an Einish of Kasha Zama. This is something that we're going to learn in the Gemara later. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, Ois Dalit, declares, what about the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalitza? What about our Mishnah's case? Two Eidim come into Beis Din and they say that plainly the Ben Grusha Ben Chalitza. And there was no Gemar Din yet. There was no Gemar Din. And then they become Zaynimim. Do they get Malkus or don't they get Malkus? Do they get Malkus or don't they get Malkus? So what is the what are two tzedakim? Obviously.
Huh?
Okay, the two tzedakim, as the Chinuch says, if you learn this Malkus is a Kasha Zonam Dikadin, so it has Dinei Kasha Zonam. It has the need Gemar Din, just like Zainan the need Gemar Din. So that also needs a Gemar Din. But if you're going to learn that it's a lav, just a lav of my son of Reich, it's Shaker, so that lav doesn't need a Gemar Din. That lav is Pashut. That lav is a what's the difference? There is a Gemar Din, it's not a Gemar Din. Either way. But it's not true that you only need Gemar Din in the case of Eidus Nefashis. Gemar Din you need all cases under this. So, being that that's so, however we learn how to everywhere else, the question is do we learn how to get to? So this is the second afghanina between the Tzadim, and this is totally in the Sugya and Dapeh, which Shemit Hashem will get to, where it talks about the Salach, it talks about the Shaila, whether you need a Gemar Din or not, in the Gemara. Right, the Tap Taisis is a Kasha. The Taisis is Kasha. Neither Nanu Bish Plai, Nishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, Ein Ein, Tem. Kivan Dim Huzmu Ein Am Nasa Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, Taisus is asking that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is Eidus Shi'ati Yochala Hazima. Since Lamaisa, if you're going to be Mazen them, you're not going to give them the punishment of Kasha Zomam. So for Taisus, it's Eidus Shi'ati Yochala Hazima, so on. The rule is Eidus Shi'ati Yochala Hazima is not Kasher Eidus. So how do you have it? How do you make Kasher Zomam? How is the Kasher Eidus? It's Eidus Shi'ati Yochala Hazima. So Taisus has two terutzim. What's Taisus first teretz? Yeshlai Mar. Even the Lichen have a Kasher Zomam. What does that mean? It's all teretz. Right? Isn't that what it sounds like? Taisus is saying, Yeshlai Mar, Kivan Deloikin, have a Kasha Zama. That sounds like the first side of our Chakira. Kivan Shalaikin, have a Kasha Zama. That's good enough for Kasha Zama. That's Eidus Shi'ati Yochala Hazima. That's Taisus' first teres. Then Taisus goes into the teres Barichus, and halfway down he says, Vayi Yeshlai Mar. Now we have there that little circle from Rabbi Kivega. Vayi Yeshlai Mar. Let's place the second teretz. The gabe edus the ben grusha chalutza leichashin on klal bat yochal azim. Place the second teretz is that edus of ben grusha does not need edus shat yochal azim. It's hiddish. Place the second teretz that this rule that you need edus shat yochal azim only holds true where it's shy edus shat yochal azim. But by ben grusha ben chalutza or ben galus or all the cases that are similar. Since it's Eesha to do Kasha Zama, so you don't need Eidus Shi'ati Yochala Hazima, that's Taisus' second teretz. Which means, so what's the difference between Taisus' first teretz and Taisus' second teretz? The disciple says that it sounds like these two teretzim of Taisus are two tzadim of Achakira. Taisus' first teretz is, Kivan the Lichen have a Kasha Zama. Taisus' first teretz is, that Malkus is itself Kasher Zonah. If Malkus itself is Kasher Zonah, so that means that the fear of Malkus is a din in Eidim Zaynanim. If you learn like Tosfos Second Teretz, then it's not a kiyum of Eidim Zaynanim. We're saying that there's taka no Kasher Zonah in our Mishnah by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That sounds like the second side of the Chakira, which is that that it's not a Kasher Zonah Dikadin. There is no Kasher Zonah by Ben Grusha. All it is a din of Malkus of Lestan Breich Shakir. So the Pashtus of Tosfos certainly is that Tosfos two Terutzim are the two Terachim that we have, which is good because it means that we have a Shita in the Rishayim to each Mahal, which means that any Gemara we're going to have to prove from one or the other. It's going to have any Gemara is going to have to be explainable both ways. So saying now, certainly the Pashtus of Tosfos, no? The Stiklus says this, and he says it's not Mukhrach, it's a Saber, but it's not Mukhrach. It's very close to Mukhrach. I mean, it sounds very much like that Tosfos to study. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, Ben Grusha has a din of Zayin in it. According to the second Teretz of Tosfos, it has no din of Zayin in it. It sounds very much like it's a so it comes out now a very big Nefkamina. If you learn the first way, then there has to be a Deshati Yachalazima by Ben Grusha, by Ede Kiddushin, by Ede Kiddusha Chaydesh. According to Tyson's first Teretz, they all have to be a Deshati Yachalazima. According to Tyson's second Teretz, these things don't need a Deshati Yachalazima. Very big Nefkamina. What's a Nefkamina? But you get Malkus. You should get Malkus. Listen, one of the Yadis can't get Malkus. Why is that calling it Sitzada? Are you just saying you have other reasons that it's the Yedishiyat Yaholadim? Okay, you could have said a more Pashto case. You're right. But, well, either way we accept their Eidus. Either we accept it because it's called Yedishiyat Yaholadim, because they're going to get Malkus. Or we accept their Eidus because we don't need Yedishiyat Yaholadim. Now, Kamino D, we had in the end of the first parak of Pesachim, at the end, towards Daf Yudalit, we had the idea that you have to ask Eidim Drishas and Chakiras. Right? We asked the Eidim questions. Chakiras, you said there are Sheva Chakiras. There are seven questions. Where the Mokai? And six questions that have to do with the Zman. Right? Which year, which month, which week, which day, which hour. Right? There were six of those. So there are Sheva Chakiras. Normal Eidim come to bed and they say, Ruven killed Shimon. So we ask them Sheva Chakirais. We ask them the seven questions which are called Chakirais. Those all have to do with Mokim and Zman. And then we ask Bedikais. Bedikais means we ask them what color suit was he wearing, or what position was he standing. Questions that are called Bedikais. And the rule is that if they say any idea, they say they don't know, then they don't know what color clothing he was wearing, so it doesn't pass on them. But on the seven questions that have to do with Mokim and Zman, if they say Eina Yedeya, we throw him out of bed. Why do we throw him out of bed? Let's say they don't remember exactly what hour it was or what day it was. They know they still live in Kilshimon and they're confused already what day it was. So why do we throw them out? Because it's Eidi She'iyati Yochel Azimah. If they don't know what day it was, we can't be mad at them. So the seven questions which are ma'akiv are mokim and zman, because you need edus she'ata yachal azima, so they have to answer mokim and zman. Now, question is, by edus ben grusha ben chalutza, do you need that they should know the Mokim and the Zman? Are the Sheva Chakiris Ma'akib by them? Are Sheva Chakiris Ma'akib by Eidus Ben Grusha Bechalutza or by Eidus Kedushin? Eidus Kedushin, do they have to know the Mokim and the Zman where they are and what to say Eidus? So the Noid of Yehuda says that it's totally in the two Torahs of Taisus. Again, if you learn that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza gets Malkus as part of the Parsha of Zaymanin, and you need Eid Shati Yachal Azima, then they have to answer the Sheva Chakiris. They have to be able to answer, so you need Eid Shati Yachal Azima. If you learn the second way, learn that it's that you don't need Atayachal Azima by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza or by Galus or by Eid Kedushin, etc. Then they don't have to, if they say any idea, they're off the hook. We can still believe they're Eidus. They don't know, so they don't know, they don't remember. We still would accept their Eidus. So this is a very big nafkamina now between Taisus and Tutarutzen. If you can accept Eidim on any of these things who don't know the Mokim Zman, they don't know exactly what that is, was it? They don't know exactly which place it was. What? Every time you ask as many questions as they can answer, and based on those questions, you prove that they're lying or that they're not lying. If he says, "I don't know what color his shirt was," so it makes it hard to prove he's lying. But I hope he can. You go on. You try to. You have to answer enough things that try to. They're going to say, we don't know, and then nobody can start again. Whatever you ask them, they say any idea. Then they'll probably just be suspicious of them and throw them out. Doesn't have the right of, there's a shoot at the time, doesn't have the right that if they seem to be suspicious, they do not accept it. They say any idea to everything. But, you know, I know people who had to say witness on certain things that happened, and when it happened, they don't remember exactly. They saw a car accident. When was it? They have to start piecing together when it was, by the time. They asked the question, it's 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, they weren't in the accident, they're just walking down the street. Witnesses don't always remember. But according to Taisus, the second Teretz, we don't care if it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azim or not. So what do you mean we don't care? So I can't, so who cares? Who cares if I can't prove it? If you need Eidus Shiat, so who cares if it falls away Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? It fell away anyway. You can't do Kasher Zaman. How are you going to fit in the language of Nasan Zaynan? So according to this side, what does Nasan Zaynan mean? A Mishnah means if what happened to them is something which would be considered Hazama in a normal case, by them it's a Hazama, but it's not. You'll never have a case of what?
Second
marriage
will
never fall into place of mission. Why? The Einish of Zaymanin won't fit in. The case of Zaymanin can still fit in. In a case where they did know. If they didn't know, you won't have it.
You
see, there will be cases where they say they know. It's true, they say any idea, we accept them. But most cases, they'll say when it was and where it was. In those cases, you'll have Zaynanin. In the case where they say any idea, you won't have Zaynanin. No? Eidei Kedushin today should keep a cheshbon. I would say the Kedushin, I was never called to Ben. Say Eidus. The halacha is that the Eidei Kedushin, let's say somebody's Eidei Kedushin under a chuppah. He's a good Eidei, and chalila, this should never happen. But right after he sees the Kedushin, he gets so excited, there's a heart attack and he dies. Right on the spot. Are they married? Yeah. Because the Eidei for Kiyume, the fact that they saw the Eidei Kedushin, the Eidei Kedushin is kosher, it's a marriage. Now, to bring a raya later, he's got to be alive. If later you want to bring a raya, you'll be stuck. He's not alive. But the condition is still a good condition. So the same thing. If you have Edom under a chuppah and they see it, so right now they know where it is, and they know it's now and it's here. So right now it's kosher. If later they forget, where was the wedding, when was the wedding? So it'll affect, they'll have to be called to Beis Din, that they won't be able to say Edom. According to one set of types. Alright, they won't be able to. If he's willing to bet, they'll have to be called to Beis Din, so he gets to get it. But it won't affect the marriage. Eidei Kedushin is still Kedushin. Nobody should think that if you find your Eidei Kedushin, they forgot when it was, that you're off the hook. You know, it's a marriage is a marriage. If they're afraid, they'll be called to bed. And I'm personally not, I don't suspect they'll be called to bed, especially if they have video. The Pnei Yeshua is a kasha on the Mishnah. Eidim say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So we would say that their einish is we make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That's the Havamina. So Kamash Malan, no. What are Eidim saying in Ben? They're saying his mother was Giget. And this is the son of that woman who was Giget. Listen. So the kasha is, why can't the Edom say, La'esar imai al-bay laban? Why do we come to Bezin? We didn't come to Bezin to make the son of Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. We came to Bezin because we wanted that this mother, who's a Grusha, who we claim is a Grusha, shouldn't marry a Kayin. And if she's married to Kayin, he should have to give her a get. Why can't they even claim that? And then they shouldn't get Malkus. I shouldn't say that. Then in the Havamina, that will make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav, would there be no Havamina you make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav? Why does the Mishnah say, there's a Havamina, that we're going to punish him Kasha Zamam? He could say, we didn't come to make him Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We came to answer the mother. It's not so. Tysus says that they could say, that you could say such a thing. But here also there was no warning. There was no hasra here. What? If you say, hey, that this lady's a grusha, she can't marry a kite. Till now, she could have married a kite. Two witnesses come into bed and they say, see his mother? His mother is a grusha. She can never marry a kite. She can marry a kite? How do you know that? Mechaira, you're right. Mechaira, we could say, push the teretz. That if they wanted to ask the mother, why did they say that this is the son? Who cares? It's a good teretz, no? If they wanted to ask the mother, why they say that he's the son? Chayyim should be a good teretz. But Yeshua doesn't say that teretz. Yeshua says, our Mishnah is talking that the mother is dead. She's not alive anymore. The case of our Mishnah is Dafka and Echatimtza, where the mother's not alive. You know what Yeshua is saying? If the mother would be alive, they could say, La Isra Bai Labanu. La Isra Bai Labanu. What? What's the La Isra Kayin Banu, I should say? What? She's married to a child. She's married to Kayin. So they could say, we came to Asahar on her husband. We didn't come to make a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What? So it's every law, every time you say law, every time law, you saw by law bond, it is in effect. But they can say we can't for this, not for that. No?
Where do you have to
say? Why? Yeah, that's right. So you see, can't be mazim him on that. Yeah. No, it's Eishes Chava. They're not making sure of anything. It could go either way. Okay.
There's no possible way to say this and avoid the son being a band recruiter.
I agree with you. I think, as far as I think you're right. Eishes doesn't say that. I'm not sure why. They should have said. They should have said that when the mother's not alive. Mother would be alive, the omission wouldn't apply. It's hard to say it's not kashya zama, if it's inherent in the age. What are you saying? That's what's going to happen? I have a problem with that. We can argue about it. I don't want to get sidetracked, but I don't understand that. If you say the Avis, inherently Avis are two things, if they're two different things, one needs us wrong, one doesn't, I can understand this. Now before I'm going to get back to the Mishnah, let's just see the first piece of Gemara, and we'll get back to the Mishnah, but it has to do with what we're discussing. It's obvious kasha that the Lashon ain't aidim nasa zaymin b'yalei. Now remember that kasha. Somebody asked you to answer it to me after we finish the Gemara. Okay, it's a good kasha. Just say kaitzad ain't aidim nasa zaymin, right? Now boy. Tell you, come on, Avalam Rulam Echatim Edim Shai Basiyam Atemisim Anamah complaining, Ari Elu Zainan in. So what's going on? It's a Mishnah later, how you become Zainan. But the Gemara, Tano Hasim Kai. Kala Zain Magdim Alay Timisa, Chasim Zain Daskain Obay Allah, Shay Magdim Alay Timisa. Ela Misa Acher. Bia Shay Dim Zain Macherim, Shay Nazim Ben Dim Azama Kalekar. Ela Malka Sabad, Ketzad. Bina Shalai Shabak 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 It's very phenomenal, but I assume you learned this Gemara. So we're answering the kasha. Someone explained to me, how do we answer the original kasha? Okay, today now you've not seen me by your lay. Yeah. So how is it answering? So what touch? Okay, today you've not seen me in. Back to Mishnah. How do they become Zaymimin that get Malkus? How do they become Zaymimin that get Malkus? That's what it means. How do they, what? So Chatzah and the Lashon of Nasa Zaymimin to tell you what? That the Mishnah is Dafka, a case of Hazama. Is that what it's saying? Why does it say Ketzer Eidim Nasim Zaymimin? It should say Ketzer Eidim Lykin. Ketzer Eidim. What does Zaymimin have to do with it?
Rashi says from all the fires.
Yeah, what does Rashi say? Which Rashi?
At the end of the Chutzim Zaymimin Batkarim.
From
all
the fires. Ketzer Eidim Eidim Shemekam Din Azam Nasim. What does Nasim Zaymimin mean? Ketzer Eidim Shemekam Din Azam Nasim Shakranim. What's Nasim Zaymimin? In?
Doesn't
the Mishnah
say that
they put a comment
afterward?
Keta? Keta.
What does that say?
Yeah.
What's
Zaymimin? What's Zaymimin have to do with
our
Mishnah?
No, it's not.
There weren't Zaymimin.
What?
Stop Zaymimin?
No,
it's
like we've already said before. That's what it is.
So So Nasim Zaynimin would mean how, where there would be Zaymin in a normal case.
So the Sanhedrin is saying that not only they take the Zaymin, they don't get the punishment, but again, the case that they can be Zaymin, they don't even get any punishment. They don't even get the Gamma, they don't even get what they want to get.
So if you explain that to me,
that
they're
not
really
Zaymin at
all, but still, nonetheless,
that's
the sentence. The problem is that Zot Yeshua. It is Zot Yeshua. The Mishnah Chapter on Zaynin to tell you that the din of our Mishnah holds true only in a case of Zaynin, only in a case where it would be Zamama, when normally it would be Kasher Zama. Let's say she was with us, the Mukim Pliny, on that day. Let's say they say that. Zot Pnei Yeshua, you would get Malkus. You're only going to get Malkus if it's a case of Hazama. Manish. Imanu Hayisem the Mukim Pliny. It has to be a case that would otherwise be Hazama. It will be a case that would otherwise not be Hazama. There is no Malkus. The chiddush in that. Rakhav Shor is asking, it's Tali in the Tzutzadim. If you learn the first way that the din Malkus of our Mishnah is the Edim Zaynim in Dikadin, so then of course it has to be a case of Imanu HaYisem B'ma Kompleini. It's the din of Edim Zaynim in Imanu HaYisem B'ma Kompleini, that's the only case we get Malkus because Malkus is in place of Kasher Zama. But if you learn the second way, the Malkus comes for what? For Loisana Bereacha Ein Shaker. Anytime you're saying a lie about your friend, you would get Malkus even if it was not a case of Hazama. Any case where it becomes clear to Bezna that you're lying, whatever Echitimsi you'll have, you'll get Malkus. Because Loisana Bereacha Ein Shaker. No matter what the case. That's a very good kasha. And the chayra had another case, which she brings, both him and the stipler bring. What happens if two Edim come into Bezdin and they say, hey, this that Reuven killed Shimon. They say this Reuven killed Shimon. And let's say even Bezdin Paskins our PM, Reuven's in the chayra Nisa, he killed Shimon, right? The next day, Shimon walks into bed. Do we still believe the Edom? They're willing to kill Shimon. No one to commit on this one. It's a lot of Shaila. Two Edom say, we're going to kill Shimon, and Shimon walks into bed. So do we believe the Edom are willing to kill Shimon? Huh?
No.
Why not? There are two Edom. There's nothing stronger than two Edom. Huh? So what if Shimon's here? The two Edom say he was killed, so we have a kasha.
Edom only together.
We wait for the two Edom.
When the suffix, the Edom verify the suffix, they verify the suffix. Here there's no suffix anymore, so they can verify. They can verify.
Edom only verify the suffix. But don't they? Two Edom have to verify the suffix, they just can't come into Bezdin and say something that we learn the suffix about.
Two Edom
come, let's say two Edom would say now it's night. So what would be? Why is it nothing? Lumbus is so hard to explain. About it. But, well, what's the explanation? The explanation has to be that Bezdin is an anansadi, that it's not true. But you betray the trash. Two people say he's dead. Another sees him alive says he's not dead.
That's the case.
Let me ask you. Listen. Two Edom say Reuven killed Shimon. And Shimon walks in. So I agree. We don't believe him. We're not going to kill Reuven for killing Shimon. Shimon walks in. That's called Bahar of Baragla. Do the two Edom get Malkus? They don't get Misa. Why? It's not Edom Zaynin in. They didn't say Edom's going to go for the Edom. What? Do they get Malkus because of Lysana? I, Lysan, is a lot shame by Nysa. There's a rebu of it, because it's sad. Right. So what's the answer? So the answer is because we have a rebuild, it's because it's out. The Gemara said that even though it sounds like Lashem Ma'aseh, we have a rebuild. So L'chaira is totally in the two tzadim. If you learn the first way, that it's a din in Zaymimin, the ribuy of Laishana Berecha is a din in Kasha Zamam, so then it should be limited to a case of Zaymimin. The Yeshua said, only in a case of Zaymimin, he says that's Lashana Gemara, only in a case of Zaymimin do we say that you get Malkus. Any other case, there should be no Malkus. But if you learn, no, that Begu Shebech Halutah has no parsha of Hazam. The Malkus is a Lysana Bereacha Dika Malkus. It's a new lab. It's a lab of Lysana Bereacha they get Malkus for. Then that lab, you should get Malkus in any case where it's Lysana Bereacha et Shaka. You should always get Malkus for Lysana Bereacha et Shaka, no matter what. Even if there's no Zaynin in, even Baharat Baragla, you should also get. You should also get Malkus. What? It's a reboy that's because of Tzadik. The Gemara says we're marbit. What are we marbit to? First way is we're marbit to the parsha of Hazaymanin. According to the second Mahalach, we're marbit to the parsha of any Eidah Shekin. See, the catch here is that Shmuel Rizavsky brings that it's a Beferisha Gemara in Baba Kama, I think it's Daf Ayin Beis on the base, that you do get Malkus. And Shmuel Rizavsky holds that that's a Raya Barura. To the second side. It's a raya that the riba of Lysana Bereach Eid Shaker is not a Zayna Mimdika Din. It's a din of Lysana Bereach Eid Shaker, it's a din of all Eid Shaker. And he knows that's a strong raya. That it goes the second way. But on the other hand, the Pnei Yeshua is the Beferi Shaker. Because the Pnei Yeshua says, what shot in the Gemara? Case that are Eidim Nasim Zaymimin in the Maskana, that our Mishnah's din is only true if you say Imanu and Yisem, but not complaining. But in any other case, you would have a different case. There wouldn't be Malkus. It's only Eidim Zaymimin. So, the Pnei Yeshua, how he answers that Kasha? So, we'll have to answer. How does he answer the Kasha? The Gemara Baba Kama. So, hopefully, we'll get to it then. But upon him, the Pnei Yeshua seems to clearly hold it's a Zayin Medikadin. And Rosh Hashanah holds that it's a Raya Mukhrachas from Bava, from this Gemara Bava Kama, that it's a
Yeah.
What's the right? In Lashon Hazama Gemura? Alright, he uses the Lashon Hazama, which the Mishnah uses the Lashon Hazama.
So it's only in the case we can do the
Hazama Gemura. That's for sure. Oh, you mean it's only in the case we can do Hazama Gemura? Or it's even in the case we can do Hazama Gemura? Oh, that's much more. It'll be around. Okay, we'll get there. The only thing that bothered me with this whole shetel is the Lashon HaGemara. Yesh Eidim Zayim Achayim She'ein Oitzim Behem Din HaZama Ko Iker Ela Malkus. What's that Lashon Mashma? Zayim Min Achayim She'ein Mekayim Behem Din Oitzim Behem Din HaZama Ko Iker Ela Malkus. Doesn't that sound like the Malkus is not a Din HaZama? You can't shlug up from a Lashon HaGemara, but Kol Iker means at all, sounds like. Einoitim Ben Din HaZama Kol Iker. You have to touch Einoitim Ben Din HaZama means we don't do Kasha Zama on Kol Iker. I mean, maybe there's nothing else. Einoitim Kasha Zama Kol Iker. We don't do it at all. And the Malkus are both. Okay. Alright, so we have, I lost track of how many nafkaminas I mentioned. We're going to have additional nafkaminas in these two ways of learning the sugya. Okay, tomorrow we'll try to cover the other taisasin. Those who have time, the Beit Shalevi Chelek Gimel Simin Vav goes on to Nadi Yehuda. I mentioned today, he argues with him. The main thing is Eis Aleph and Eis Gimel. He's the whole thing, but Chelek Gimel and the Beit Shalevi Simin Vav.